All right. Too Hard to Swallow podcast. It's Sunday, May the 2nd, 11:36 p.m. Y'all know how I do it. I drop them right before midnight on Sundays. Check out the Instagram page at Too Hard to Swallow podcast. Click the link in every description of every episode so you can get you some merch. Yeah, man. But yeah, remember to go to the Instagram page. We'd love to hear from you. Tonight, I wanted to talk about the NFL draft. It's a popular event. It's probably one of the most, if not the most watched draft out of all the major sports in America. Easy. You know, I don't never hear people talk about the hockey draft or baseball draft or NBA draft like they do with the NFL draft. So it's always a big deal. And I want to talk about how this draft, it was 259 picks selected and not a single draft pick from a player from an HBCU, historically black college or university, for the people that don't know. And it's a great article on HBCU Game Day. It was posted yesterday, so go to HBCUGameDay.com and you can see the article. And it says, no HBCU players chosen in 2020 NFL draft. The 2020 NFL draft has come and gone, and zero HBCU players were drafted. This marks the ninth time since 2000 there have been no players selected from HBCUs. Only one HBCU player was drafted last year. Lechavius Simmons of Tennessee State came off the board in the seventh round, an anomaly that was widely considered fallout from the COVID-19 pandemic. Cancel pro days and cancellation of the inaugural HBCU Combine. This year, HBCU Combine went off without a hitch, and prospects from HBCU football viewed it as their best chance to hear their name called on draft day. Of the 460 players listed on the NFL draft prospect tracker on NFL.com, just five were from HBCUs. Five. David Moore, a guard from Grambling, was the highest-ranked black college football prospect and was projected to be a fourth- or fifth-round pick. Defensive back Brian Mills of NCCU was also projected to be drafted in rounds fourth or fifth. And North Carolina AT&T cornerback Mac McClain was listed as a fifth or sixth round pick. So, you know, and you can finish reading the rest of the article on HBCUGameDay.com. And, again, the title was No HBCU Players Chosen in the 2021 NFL Draft. But, you know, and this goes out to all those black people. I'm talking to black people now, who all my life growing up in Jackson, it's always been a lot of Cowboy fans, 49er fans, and Laker fans. I grew up around people who would decorate their rooms, decorate their houses, decorate their cars with all this merch of those teams. And of course, you also had the Steelers, and I know it's a few of them that I left off, and people gonna be like, "Man, you left off my team," and da 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 this. But those were always the major teams that as a kid and up till now, that I always see people spending the merch. Now these black people, it's a we at a crucial point in America, for black people, and we starting to see these kids go to HBCUs more. And as consumers, we have to buy the merch the same way you motherfuckers buy Cowboy merch, Lakers merch, 49ers merch, Steelers merch. Go buy HBCU merch. Go pick a school, man. Herschel Miller, Master P's son, going to Tennessee State to play basketball. The people that's in Nashville, y'all need to support that motherfucker, support that school. Because that's the only way we can be successful together. All the allies of black people, if you want to help, hey, support you HBCU too. But this is specifically for these black folks that I see that are always wearing Mississippi State shit, the ones that's around here, Ole Miss shit, Alabama shit, Florida shit, Florida State. And you dumb motherfuckers ain't never went to college. You ain't never stepped foot at a fucking college, and you buying all this shit, and you need to be getting Jackson State and Alcorn and Mississippi Valley, some shit that you didn't actually probably at least went to one or two games, even though you didn't go to college. You need to support your own, man. We got to support these people, these kids that's going to these colleges, and throw our money behind them so they won't keep getting overlooked. Now, the NFL has always been a racist, There ain't no sugarcoating this shit. It's always been racist. Colin Kaepernick showed you that shit. And a lot of us boycotted that shit. Until Jay-Z, they use that motherfucker to, get people back, and people slowly been coming back. And some just like fuck the shit all together. But we had to support the HBCUs. I salute all these high school kids that's going to HBCUs, and I'm encouraging more you guys to do that. But the consumer, the black people who always spend all this money, they worship these college, these pro teams. But now, and some college team, hey, now it's time for you to pick a school, pick a HBCU, and support that motherfucker. Buy your merch. Well, hell, get two or three if you want to. Get the merch, man. Support these kids while they at these schools, so these schools can build up money. And because what's going to happen in the next 2 to 5 years is as the more and more black athletes start going to black schools, that's when they're going to start saying, "Okay, we'll pay you guys now to go to college." And of course, you can't knock the kids for going to colleges that's going to pay them. Because that shit going to happen now that these black colleges are getting these black kids. Our culture. Black culture is the greatest culture ever. Everybody want a piece of the culture. We had the greatest athletes ever. And it's time that we use that shit to our benefit and start going to these black schools. And us black people that love sports and love to watch sports, it's time to put your money where your mouth is and spend with these schools. Donate to these schools. support these players that's going to these schools. Deion Sanders, you had to salute him. He started some, and he has gotten a lot of backlash from people because they felt like he should have went undefeated. But what actually happened was, number one, he didn't get all his play. He don't have the players. His players not playing yet. Number one. And as I was watching the SWAC, I realized, shit, it's a lot of players. The SWAC has gotten better. Period. We got players that should have been in the league, should have got drafted. Now, that's not to say that these players won't get claimed, won't go undrafted. You know, they'll probably get picked up in the coming weeks. I'm sure of that, but we had players that was great enough, good enough to get drafted. And you know, but we have to support these kids and players. You know, it's all a team effort. Support these kids, support these schools, because it's time to change the narrative. It's time to do for self and power numbers. And we get our reparations because we do this shit. I'm sorry. So, hey, we owe reparations. I had to speak on this shit. It was just something that bothered me. But yeah, man, go to our Instagram page and leave some comments for us. We'll definitely get back to you. Go click the link in the description of this episode and every episode and get some merch. So yeah, you've been listening to the Too Hard to Swallow podcast. I am Bobby Crudup Jr. Thank you guys for always tapping in, and until next time.